Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. If there's any upside to what is unfolding in our country today, it's a very selfish one, and there's no upside. I can tell you right now, we're shredding our Constitution. You know, I had the great one on last night, his dire warning that we are post-constitutional America. Think about that. We're now witnessing this in real time. This is not something you're going to read about. It's happening now right before your eyes. Is that I was scheduled for oral surgery today, and I got to put it off a day. Now I have to do it over the weekend. I'm like, oh, there goes your weekend. But anyway, glad you are with us. All right, so for the first time in history, unless you want to bring up the case of Ulysses Grant, and I guess his carriage was going a little bit too fast, and apparently he got arrested at the time. Not exactly the same thing, but I'll get to that in a second. You know, I think the best headline that I saw just came out with the New York Post. Trump would have been better off robbing Stormy Daniels with a gun, and Bragg would have thrown the case out because that's what he's known for. I mean, we've gone over some of his track record, but this is a guy that downgrades 52% of all felony cases brought before him to misdemeanors. This is the first time ever. We keep talking about this novel legal theory that is being used by DA Bragg, the same DA that ran as a candidate to go after one man, Donald Trump, one organization, the Trump Organization, one family, the Trump family. Anyway, so he's come up with this novel legal theory to criminalize a non-disclosure agreement from 7 years ago, and to take a misdemeanor charge on the state level, which has a 2-year statute of limitations, and marry it to a federal law, which the FEC had passed on, the DOJ had passed on, the Mueller investigation passed on. This was the zombie case as described in that book by the former prosecutor that was mad that Bragg didn't go after Donald Trump for spitting on the sidewalk. This is all now transparent. So when Jonathan Turley says, you know, James Comey couldn't contain himself, it's been a good day. This is a guy, remember, early October 2016, the FBI sent agents over to meet Christopher Steele, offered him $1 million if he could corroborate the dirty Hillary Clinton bought and paid for Russian dossier. And guess what? Christopher Steele could never collect his $1 million. Now, how does that impact Comey? It would have been a good day if he was charged. We would have had equal justice under the law. But we got one system of justice if you are a liberal. Democrat, Hillary Clinton, 33,000 emails deleted, bleach bit, busted up devices, Blackberries, iPhones with hammers, missing SIM cards. No prosecutor would ever prosecute top secret classified information. Unlike Donald Trump, she did not have the power to declassify as Secretary of State. What happened? No reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute. So James Comey, it's been a good day. Former FBI director, teaching and speaking and writing books and being paid a fortune. And meanwhile, this is the guy that couldn't pay Christopher Steele $1 million. And then by the end of October, he signed that FISA warrant that, in fact, even Andrew McCabe admitted without the dirty dossier, they never would have had the FISA warrant approved. So that was the bulk of information to get the FISA warrant. Later, when under questioning from Lindsey Graham, all the people that signed the FISA applications said, well, knowing what we know now, I would not have signed it. They knew then. Forget about knowing now. It says at the top of a FISA warrant, it says verified. Not only was it not verified, it was not verifiable, period, end of the sentence. You know, but think about this. Trump would have been better off robbing Stormy. What is Jonathan Turley talking about? And he goes on to talk about Comey declining to prosecute Hillary for her email scandal, despite the fact that she violated federal rules and mishandled classified documents. Just careless, just sloppy, just like Sandy Berger going into the National Archives. He was sloppy, we were told by every liberal commentator. He was sloppy because while in there, he removed certain documents. I'd love to know what they are. And how did he remove them? Did he accidentally put them in a wrong pile and carry them out? No. He shoved them down his pants.
Just think maybe this is a case of sloppiness. I'm sure it was a careless, sloppy moment.
And he admits this, and he was sloppy about it. I'm sloppy, too, as well.
I'm sloppy. Everyone, I can appreciate it.
Obviously, the sloppiness was not something that we're going to regret later. And it was a case of sloppiness.
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
Sloppy. Sloppy. Anyone that goes to the National Archives, just know you're not going to get charged. You know, it's considered sloppy if you take documents and you shove them right down your pants where your private parts are. You shove it down the other side of your pants where your backside is. You shove it down your socks and then you walk out with it, never to be seen again. That's an amazing thing. You know, so James Comey, it's been a good day. You know, and then of course liberals are celebrating, but the actual charges, you know, we'll find out more with the indictment. I'm going to tell you everything that Donald Trump will go through. We expect now that this will take place on Tuesday at 2:15. The president's attorney, Joe Tacopina, will join us today. We'll also be checking in with our legal team, and we'll get their take on how weak this case is and how do they possibly get to 30-plus charges against Donald Trump. It's probably each individual payment is my guess is how that's going to play out. Maybe a surprise or two. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on any of that. But we do know what it is rooted in. And we do know that we don't have equal justice under the law. You know, Turley goes on to say, you know, when you think about it, Mueller could have gone after the Stormy Daniels issue. He did not. The DOJ could have. They did not. The FEC could have. They did not. Alvin Bragg's predecessor said, no, he never got there after a couple of years of investigating this thing, after a number of years. And even Bragg himself, he wanted no part of it in the beginning. Then this guy writes a book and leaves the office and says that they're protecting Donald Trump. This was called the zombie case by this guy. But if you look at Bragg's record, he downgraded 52% of all felony cases to misdemeanors. He doesn't, he's not about the business of increasing the weight of a charge unless your name is Trump. I mean, if you look at, I'll give you a couple of plea deals that Alvin Bragg was involved in. Two criminals involved in the 2018 fatal stabbing of a U.S. Army vet, father of three. One of the attackers received a slap on the wrist prison sentence of 7 years. I mean, we're talking about murder, criminals involved, a stabbing death. Anyway, 7 years after taking a deal with Bragg's office, including pleading guilty to a lesser gang assault charge, the other attacker, took a deal with Bragg's office, pled guilty to assault, and only received time served in jail for the time she spent in jail while the case went through the courts. No additional time. This guy is dead. This Army veteran, is father of three, is dead. Bragg's office made a plea deal with Justin Washington. He only got a 30-day sentence after pleading guilty to a lesser charge of coercion in the rape of his own teenage relative. A week before he was to be sentenced, Washington went on an alleged sex crime spree, assaulting women, four women and one man. Whoopsie daisy. That's what you get with defund, dismantle, no bail laws, and these crazy, insane, politically motivated prosecutors. Bragg downgraded the charges of an armed robber with a history of violent crimes to misdemeanors, other low-level offenses, and he was then released without bail. And then in January, he entered a pharmacy, stole $2,209 of product, including cold medicine. When an employee tried to stop him, he takes out a knife and says, F you, I'm taking everything. Now, he returned to the same store later that day to steal even more merchandise after he was arrested and charged with criminal possession of a weapon and first-degree robbery. There's the infamous bank robber, the guy that got caught on five separate banks. Each time was let out with no bail. He actually thanked the prosecutor for being so lenient. The worst bank robber in the history of bank robbing. He got caught five times. Was it five or four? Five? Yeah. Anyway, when this guy Roland was arraigned, Bragg's office downgraded all of these charges to, petty larceny, low-level offenses. He had a long history of violent crime, including rape, robbery, drug dealing, assault with a deadly weapon. Bragg gave a six-month sweetheart deal to another guy for his role in a violent attack. A guy that was attending a pro-Israel rally in New York in May of 2021. According to the New York Post, the guy called the victim a dirty Jew. His words went, in other words, like a hate crime attack during the brutal gang beating, and allegedly told officers, I'd do it again. He said he would do it again. Bragg told the Jewish Insider that after considering the full context of conduct, he decided the plea deal was appropriate as a kind of individualized justice depending upon a person's role in the charge. And I can keep going. You know, he has a controversial soft-on-crime memo. He said his office will not seek to incarcerate and sentence except for with homicides and a handful of other cases. Huh? Well, I mean, you wonder why all of this is happening? It's so obvious. It's transparent. It's so political. So if this does go down, it looks like it's going to happen, and we'll confirm with the president's attorney, Don Jr., also coming up today when they're on the program. But so the president is indicted. Remember, you can indict a ham sandwich. And I don't say this to be insulting, but there are many people that have no idea how a grand jury works. And it's this simple. A grand jury, in this case, New York City, is comprised of, 9 out of 10 registered voters are liberals. The Democrats, they're socialists. So anyway, so that's the pool of grand jurors that you have. Not good. But the defense, for those of you that may not know, they don't get any opportunity to present a case or put forward evidence in a grand jury proceeding. Defense doesn't get to say a word. And this guy can say whatever he wants, hold back any exculpatory evidence that he may have, and get the indictment. Okay, well, at least Joe Tacopina is going to have a chance to put on a defense. That's something the grand jury didn't get to hear. And it was probably a big mistake and an accident on the part of, some of these people to let Bob Costello go before the grand jury. I'll play some of that later in the program. Anyway, the president will face all these charges, most of it related to the $130,000 payment. But we had information from Michael Cohen's attorney that, in fact, the Trump organization, Trump campaign had nothing to do with it. That would be called exculpatory evidence. Then you have Michael Cohen's former legal advisor, Bob Costello. And what did he say? That when Michael Cohen was distraught, even suicidal, that he spoke at length with them and said, if you don't want to go to jail, what do you have on Donald Trump to give them? He did this for hours with Michael Cohen. And he kept saying, I don't have anything on Donald Trump. And then he said, but I'm never going to jail. And it was clear to Bob Costello, he says it, he said it on my show, that what he was saying was that I'll lie, cheat, steal, do whatever I have to do to keep myself from going to jail. He ended up going to jail anyway. Yes, there'll be mugshots taken. Yes, we'll find out what the charges are. After the indictment, Bragg's office will call, you know, has already called Trump's attorney. They actually wanted Trump to appear today, but the Secret Service helped squash that. Is there going to be a perp walk, you know, Donald Trump in handcuffs, just so they can embarrass and humiliate him? There might be. It's possible. He's going to have, he's going to be fingerprinted, and he's going to appear in a courtroom. That's the first time this has happened in history. Anyway, quick break. We'll take your calls to also coming up today, and Don Jr. and the president's attorney and our legal experts. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program on this busy news Friday. Thank you for being.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. But you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Well, look at this. Is Donald Trump going to be sent to Rikers? I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
Be the best dressed prisoner there.
Now, I need to confess to this audience, I have been to Rikers Island prison. Why are you looking at me like that? You didn't know that?
I'm just waiting. I mean, there's got to be more to this story.
I was in Rikers.
For?
I was invited.
I'm like, is this one of these weird moments? Like, did someone catch you stitching? What happened?
I was invited to speak to prisoners, part of a ministry.
Oh, I remember this. You got in trouble.
I got in trouble.
Such a surprise.
What a shocker.
So weird.
Now, so there was this, I'm sure this guy's a wonderful guy. So they have a program that, you know, a Christian-based program. I don't know if it takes time off people's sentences or whatever. Anyway, a guy was preaching and preaching and going on forever. So the prisoners were behind the podium, and their families were out in just an open area in the prison. And I'm watching the prisoners' body language. Some of them are getting so angry that this guy won't shut up. I mean, it is going on, and I'm ready to just get up and leave. I'm like, why am I wasting my time here? And they're stomping their feet. And when he finally finished, like 2 hours later, they stood up and said, thank God he stopped. And then I get called up. And the first thing I said is, I addressed the families first. I said, would you mind if I look at the people that accomplished the program as I talk today? Would that be okay with everybody? And the people in the audience said, no, that's fine. Because I was there to give the prisoners a message. And first thing I said to them, guys, I get it. I will not speak any more than 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah! You know, they were like so happy. And then I just, you know what? It came out of me. I felt it was the right way to communicate. I wanted to, I went street New York on them. You know, you want a blanking piece of pizza whenever you want? Want to be able to go to McDonald's? Do you like to have a girlfriend? Want to get a job, make money, get your own place? Or do you want to come back here? Because half of you idiots aren't going to learn your lesson and you'll be right back in here as soon as you get out. You want to change your life? Well, you're going to need God in your life. The word repentance, change your heart. And I went hardcore street New York and said, you can do this or you can do this. And then I looked and I said, it's all up to you. I said, if you're going back to the area where you were, you're going to hang out with the same old friends that got you into trouble in the first place, and the same old friends and family members even, maybe even some people here that enable you to be in trouble, then you're not going to change your life. Because if those are the people that get you in trouble, move the hell away. Live in a closet somewhere if you have to. And if you have to work 2 full-time jobs, you know, a minimum wage, getting started, then go work 2 full-time jobs, minimum wage, get started. Somebody will hire you if you work cheap enough. You know, if you work for minimum wage, whatever it is. And then, you know what? You'll begin to build back your life. If you have drug and alcohol issues, which so many people in prison do, I urge you to go and get free help. Alcoholics Anonymous is free. What do you call the Narcotics Anonymous? That's free. I think there's a group. I don't know what it's called. And Then I said, the choice is up to you. And if you want to be blanking idiots, go ahead. Be an idiot. And stay in here and say hi to Bubba every day instead of saying hi to Susie or Diane or Linda, you know, whoever you want to say hello to.
I hear Bubba's changed a lot over the years, though. He's really come a long way.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but this is ridiculous, this whole thing. Having a Speaker of the House, no one is above the law and everyone has the right to a trial to prove their innocence. She was, what, second in line to be president. If anything, God forbid, happens to the president, we know the vice president becomes president. Something happens to the president and vice president, Speaker of the House becomes president. No, I went to a different school. My school taught me that you're innocent until being proven guilty. But, you know, this is the era of Trump.
The same woman who said we got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. I mean, she just lives in a backwards, upside down
world. I
never
thought she could outdo that. That's
today
statement.
She did.
She outdid it today. Anyway, so the actual charges, you know, I just gave you a tip of what they are. Anyway, the long debated theory in Bragg's office was whether or not they could effectively allege a violation of federal election law, even though the Justice Department, and I had the former head of the FEC on my TV show, declined the charges. And notably, Bragg's predecessor declined to bring those charges. And notably, Mueller declined. And notably, the DOJ declined. The FEC declined. And even Bragg initially declined. And then this guy Pomerantz, whoever the hell he is, he writes a book, Jonathan Turley. I kind of agree with him on what he learned about the investigation, which was still ongoing. And that's not exactly, well, I'll use Turley's words. A lot of people view it as breathtakingly unprofessional and that Bragg caved. That's his theory. And they largely ignore that the misdemeanor statute of limitations have run out. And a lot of people have declared that this unprecedented use of New York law would fit as perfectly legal and commendable, despite it, the fact that it's never happened before, and then turn it into, you know, this federal crime, which is what they're trying to do. That's why we call this novel legal theory that's never been used. Only, you know, they're criminalizing basically a non-disclosure agreement. It's the whole thing is insane. Every single bit of it. Trump's lawyers are going to likely press for Bragg's indictment to be dismissed. Now, look, there are legal grounds. Some of the things I would look for right off the top, change of venue, motion to dismiss for a lot of different reasons. I think they'll argue that this is based on a faulty legal theory, as we were just talking about, arguing that a mere misrepresentation on a government document, a recording of a payment as a legal expense, is by itself criminal. And by the way, according to Joe Tacopina, the president's lawyer, who will join us today, and Don Jr. will join us today, and our legal team will join us today. Anyway, is by itself criminal that, you know, that it becomes a felony simply because the purpose may have been to violate a federal, not state campaign statute, but use the state statute, that is, you know, long past the statute of limitations, as is the federal one. Trump's lawyers will argue that, you know, this is insane. But you're basically writing the law as you go along. I also think that they will argue the charges are barred by the statute of limitations. That will be a big argument. Change of venue should be a big fight. I don't think they're going to win any of them because it's New York City. And if you're in New York City and you're a Republican and your last name's Trump, you know what? It's not going to work out well for you. Third, perhaps more importantly, the lawyers will seek a dismissal based upon the argument of prosecutorial misconduct and especially selective prosecution. Well, that would go right to the heart of something we've discussed on this program, and that is Alvin Bragg running to go after one man, one organization, and one family, because that's exactly what he did. Never mind that Joe Biden's approval ratings are just tanking day by day by day. It's just not going very well for them in any way, shape, manner, or form. So, you know, I went through what the president will go through next week. He will be arraigned. He will be, you know, the full indictment. He will be read as Miranda rights. There will be a mugshot. Pete Hegseth said something the last night, and I thought he's right on the money. I bet you that mugshot goes viral and there's going to be T-shirts and sweatshirts and baseball caps and other hats. That, you know, it's going to increase his popularity. Now, I did ask in my interview with President Trump, do you think all this helps you or hurts you? He said, I can't tell. I don't really know. Not thinking of it in that term. And nor should he, I guess, at that point.
But can I ask a question? How do you mm-hmm. feel now? Like, what's the next step? And I mean this seriously, I'm asking. For the GOP. You know, I mean, where is...
Everybody has, to their credit, Ron DeSantis said, and God bless him for saying this...
No, I mean the House.
Oh, okay. Well, you mean the House of Representatives?
I mean, finish your thought, but I'm saying, like, people who can actually do something, like DeSantis, you know, Vivek.
The only one that could really do something is DeSantis, and that he said he will not be involved in
what's extraditing.
Extraditing the president to New York. He's going to have no part of it. He said this is un-American. Now, you know what? After Trump has hit him so hard, it kind of makes me admire. I've always liked DeSantis.
Well, you know, DeSantis is very rule of law, and to him, rule of law is above anything that's personal.
Yeah, look, do I wish they got along well? Yeah, I do.
I think that they do. I just think that at the end of the day, you know, they're in the middle of this.
So. It's eventually always going to get there, but, you know, anyway. The Justice Department is reportedly irritated. Did I miss something you wanted to say? What?
Oh, my God. Did you hear me?
I could see. I read your face.
I just hit the Katie. I was like, well, that wasn't my question.
All right. What's your question?
What's
your question?
Disgruntled caller.
I have a lot
caller.
Of news to get to.
What I'm sorry. No, my question was, you know, we've got Comer. We've got, you know, Jim Jordan. We've got Kevin McCarthy. They're all doing their best, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm getting a lot from our audience, you know, both from Hannity.com and here, Cole in the studio, is like, what can we do to uphold the rule of law? Because the age-old question, we've talked about this to death, is Hillary doesn't go to jail, Comey wipes it clean, Hunter's doing anything that can be done illegally, Hunter is or has done, Joe Biden has done the same, it's the Biden crime family syndicate. Like, what can we do? You know, Trump is literally getting put... you know, across the barrel here on a trumped up charge, pun intended.
The answer is really he has to win in court. My guess is they would throw the book at him. Pun intended, trumped up
so
charges.
Crazy. Like it's a misdemeanor with every party to the quote unquote crime saying it's not a crime or they didn't do it.
If the law is followed, this case is thrown out. If the law is followed. It's like, for example, I read the entire phone call with Georgia. The president talked about very specific areas that he felt that they neglected investigating. Like, for example, he didn't care about Cobb County and signature verification. He wanted that in Fulton County. That's a very big difference politically for a Republican. He talked about 18,000 and some odd votes with address issues. He talked about how he believed added all together it was hundreds of thousands of votes, and they took out one line in what was, you know, it took me an hour and a half to read the document, or 2 hours even. You know, they took out one line, we're only looking for 11,000 blah 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 number, and they said like that was his whole thing, and it was not. You have to look at it in context. That's not going to stop a grand jury from indicting him in Georgia. And God knows what the special counsel is up to. I have no idea. It's supposed to be about J6. It's supposed to be about documents. But let me finish this part here. The Justice Department is apparently irritated over Bragg's case, and they fear that Bragg's decision to proceed is going to undermine future prosecutions if the New York case collapses or ends in acquittal. How many times are they going to be able to go after Trump? And that is the Russia hoax, the Mueller hoax, the two impeachments, and now an indictment. Let's say he is acquitted. How many more times are they going to keep trying? You know, show me the crime and show me the man, I'll show you the crime. The president said this is a political persecution and election interference at the highest level. Now, that's an interesting comment about election interference, because he's running for president. He's the leading candidate in the polls at this moment. So this certainly doesn't help his presidential aspirations, at least on paper, in a general election. Some will say his poll numbers are going to skyrocket. We'll see in the days to come. I think it actually may be to the truth. And I think honest Americans, he pointed out, since the day he came down that golden escalator at Trump Tower, before he was even sworn in, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement. You remember, like I do, Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, illegal, unconstitutional raid at Mar-a-Lago. The Democrats have lied, cheated, stolen in their obsession with trying to get Trump, which is Alan Dershowitz's new book. It's a good book. But now they've done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference. No, we've had the FBI interfered in 2016, right? They couldn't pay Christopher Steele, but they still used the dirty dossier to get the FISA application that Comey signed three of the four. They couldn't have any verification. It says verified. It was unverifiable. And by the way, Bragg wanted to arrest Trump today. Trump said, no, that day I have to work with the Secret Service, so that's happening. Anyway, they expect 34 counts. I agree with the president. He said he can't get a fair trial in New York. And Joe Tacopina, his lawyer, will join us when we come back. And then we'll check in with Don Jr. Then we'll check in with our legal experts and get their take on all of this. And your calls, 800-941-SEAN. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. Laura Trump and Joe Tacopina. You know, I love this company, LegacyBox.com. Right now, if you can, I want you to go to LegacyBox.com/Hannity, and they have a special offer today. Find all of those home videos, all of the photos of your family that rarely see the light of day. Now, these irreplaceable heirlooms are not only crowding your shelves this spring when you're cleaning up, but they're also rapidly fading away. And all you do is you pack it in your legacy box, and they will hand digitize all of these family memories for generations to come. You know, I mentioned how my grandparents are from Ireland. I'm lucky I have a picture of my grandfather, but I don't have a picture of other grandparents. I wish I did. For a limited time, Legacy Box is running a $9 videotape sale. That's 65% off. And at this price, there's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. Go to their website, LegacyBox.com/Hannity. For their $9 tape sale, that's LegacyBox.com/Hannity to unlock your order. Joe Tacopina, Don Jr., and our legal panel, all, and your calls, 800-941-SEAN. Hammock, check. Arnold Palmer, check. Motorized solar shades, yes, please. Now you can get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. And Blinds.com is the simplest and easiest way to upgrade your home with window treatments. You just check installation when you're checking out. Plus, no matter how many you order, installation is always only one low cost. And if you need help picking the perfect blinds and shades and shutters and drapes, well, you can talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free. That helps you make the best selection. By the way, with over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy knowing with Blinds.com they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And you can see for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. So save 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Save 45% off on selected products. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.